This is a year-end mini pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine, along with financial planner Kevin McKinley, who has information and advice this hour on the benefits of giving, reaching your retirement goals, and answers to your personal finance questions, and plenty of reasons to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC, and he joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy.
So are you digging out, Kevin? Get some snow overnight?
We did get some snow. We got some ice, and we only have 3.5 months of winter left ahead of us. So let's enjoy it.
Let's enjoy it while we can. That's right. Now, let us update everybody. We made a spectacular challenge grant in our last hour, but we have an even bigger goal ahead of us this hour, Kevin, a goal of 420 pledges. So
excuse me, 20 pledges? I think we can do that, Joy.
We can do 20, but not 420.
Whoa.
Maybe
wait,
we
what?
Can do that.
420, you said?
That's the biggest goal we've had.
Oh, dear. Are we going to noon today?
Yeah, maybe. The mini drive will only go until 12:30 today.
Okay.
That's why it's called a mini drive.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin and I are only here for this 1 hour. We are trying to condense practically a whole pledge drive into a half day. It is our year-end mini drive. And we are asking you to consider a year-end gift to Wisconsin Public Radio and make that pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, we are going to, as our special thank you, give people another opportunity to pick up your great mini money booklet on 60 ways to save $50.
It's the most popular of all the On Your Money mini money booklets, the vast library of PDF files that we've created as premiums for people who pledge at any level. We're going to take calls and emails, of course, of people today, but we'll also talk today about how to calculate. It's one of our most popular segments, how to calculate how you are doing financially, if you're on track to meet your long-term goals, and this is another one we haven't talked a lot about, but we will today, how to balance spending once you are retired, how to figure out how much you can actually spend based on your age and your life expectancy, and finally, give people permission to spend money. We're going to talk about ways that it's actually okay to spend money, even though your very frugal self, your very penurious nature, you're worried about your grandparents rolling over in the grave if they, you know, caught you spending this money. We're going to give you permission to spend it within reason.
So tell us a little bit about the premium, the thank you gift. What's in it and how can we get it?
It cannot be purchased at any price, and you can donate as little as $1 to Wisconsin Public Radio and receive this. We prefer more if you can. Typically, we get about $50 or so on average for donations during this hour. You get a copy of 60 Ways to Save $50. We've updated the 50 Ways to Save $50. We've added 10 more to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the original airing of the On Your Money program, and we cover all topics. We cover personal finance, taxes, around the house, in the car, eating out, the supermarket, you name it. There's something in there for everyone to figure out ways that you can save a little bit of money. The great thing about this is you can donate, let's say $50 to Wisconsin Public Radio right now, get a copy of 60 Ways to Save $50, and even if a couple of the 60 ways apply to you, you'll save way more than the money that you've sent back to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And let me just remind our dear listeners that you can make that pledge of any amount to pick up 60 Ways to Save $50 by going online, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. It is that simple. We'll just ask a little bit of information about how much you want to pledge and how you want to pay for your pledge, and that is it. I think you can choose whether you want this emailed to you, the mini money booklet emailed to you, or if you want it sent via the mail, and you will have it. By the way, Kevin, we have 9 pledges already this hour, so that's good.
Thank you very much.
We have 420 that we need to make, so 411 to go. So make your pledge and help us reach this incredibly large goal during this condensed half-day mini money mini pledge drive. You know, we spend a lot of time on spending on this show? Why do you think it's so important to our financial security?
Generally, it's one of the few things one can control in their finances. And certainly there are base expenses. You know, many of us have to buy gas and food and pay for shelter. But after that, it is one of the things that you can look at and cut it back. And it's easier to spend less than it is to make more, whether it's on investments or on wages at work or by working more. Wages in general are very flat right now. Investment, the stock market has done very well, obviously, in the last few years, but most people don't own a lot of stocks, especially younger and middle-aged people. And interest yields are flat for older people. So older people who are used to living on the interest from safe investments aren't getting very much in the rate of return. So helping you cut what you spend is much easier than increasing your return at work or on your investments. And the less you spend, the more financial security you have. And again, we'll talk about that later in one of our most requested topics we've ever covered. I think, Joe, I think we've done totally on your money shows. I think we've done about probably 400 or so unique individual episodes of On Your Money. And I think only about 350 of those did we cover mortgages and Roth IRAs. So we provide a very wide variety of topics for people.
That's right. Well, you know, if I want to spend less, what about how much I should give? I mean, how does that jive with giving?
We'll talk about that, too, as part of figuring out where you're at financially. Then, of course, how much you can afford to give, whether it is to a charity or to family members or friends or whatever. But the benefits of giving are many. You, first of all, can get a tax benefit if you itemize on your tax breaks and your tax deductions. You can write off the money that you give to a qualified organization like Wisconsin Public Radio. There's a direct effect, too, because unlike when you pay taxes, and nobody likes paying taxes, but a lot of us understand why taxes exist and why it generally goes for the greater good. But when you donate directly to an organization versus sending your money to Madison or Washington, D.C., you know that that money is going directly to that organization rather than relying on, some political enactment so that the money can go where you want it to go. And finally, there are a great deal of personal benefits from it. A recent article in Psychology Today aggregated all of the studies that it put together that showed that giving provides a sense of emotional well-being. Giving to a charity can lead to positive emotions such as warmth and happiness, while refusing to do so can lead to negative emotions such as sadness and guilt. And beyond the short-term emotional perks that giving provides, giving has several long-term benefits as well. We like to think of ourselves as kind in giving. Thus, giving to charity doesn't just help the causes being supported, it also helps the givers by making donors happier, improving their self-esteem, and helping them feel more connected to the rest of the world. And so, people, don't do it for us. Do it for you.
There we go. And giving does make me feel better, but it also makes me feel better when we reach our goals during these pledge drives. So your contribution will you'll feel better. Kevin will feel better. I'll feel better. Everybody will be happy all around. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's how to make your pledge of any amount. Maybe your pledge is $10. Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's more. But whatever that pledge, we will send you 60 ways to save $50, our thank you gift during this mini pledge drive edition of On Your Money. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, 403 pledges to go toward that 420 pledge goal for this hour. So little by little, we're racking them up. So
thank you very much. And by the way, Joy, we say this every time. We will say it again. What happens in this hour, like clockwork, is people wait until the last minute to send their pledge in. We typically get probably half of the pledges in the last 15 minutes. And if you're going online, that's okay. You can do it at any time during the hour. But if you're trying to do it by phone, which we really appreciate, do it sooner rather than later, because we've had times in the past where people have haven't been able to get in and get their pledge in and get their copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 60 Ways to Save $50. We want to make sure that you get your chance to pledge and, more importantly, your chance to receive the booklet.
Well, I also look forward to hearing from listeners if you have a personal finance question for Kevin. I'd also like to know why you love listening to On Your Money. I'll bet you're a fairly regular listener to this hour. Why do you listen, and why do you contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, and most specifically to On Your Money. Let us know, and you might encourage others to also pledge, along with whatever question you have for Kevin. 1-800-642-1234 is the call-in number if you'd like to be on air. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. And Kevin, I did want to talk a little bit more about the freemium or the premium or the thank you gift, the 60 ways to save $50. Sometimes people hear this and they think, oh, $50, that would be nice. We're not talking about different ways to save $50 total doing all of these things. This is $50 a pop.
Yes, at least and initially. If you adopt some of these habits and practices, you'll save lots more money ongoing. And one of the good examples of this, and this is one that still gets me, is the fact that you do not have to change your oil every 3,000 miles, despite what the good people at the service station and the people who manufacture those little stickers that go up in your corner of your windshield. If you check the manual of your manufacturer of your vehicle, it's in the glove box there underneath the ketchup packets and the napkins and the straws, they'll tell you that you probably don't have to change the oil more than once every 5,000 miles, in some cases even 7,500 miles. So right there, if you've been driving, say, 15,000 miles a year, which is about the average mileage amount, and you've been changing it every 3,000 miles, and you switch it to every 6,000 miles, right there we've probably saved you about $75 to $100 in overall cost. Now, there's certainly something to be said for bringing your car into the shop and having it looked at, especially if you drive an older car with more miles on it. But in terms of the oil changes, you only need to get it done once every 5,000 to 7,000 miles, not once every 3,000 miles.
There you go. Let's also take a couple of moments to talk about why we devote an hour each week to discussions of personal finances. Kevin, why do you think we do this?
Well, this is something that, you know, we've been on the air since 2003, or we started our first show in 2003. And the first 5 years, it was great because the economy was very good and the housing market was good. But by about 2006, 2007, the housing market ran out and the economy started tanking. So did the stock market. And there was a lot of financial security out there, both in investments and in terms of how people felt about their job security and their future. The Unum Insurance Company said that has not changed. About 40% of workers right now are postponing retirement because of their financial condition, and about 50% of those people say they don't have enough income or savings to cover emergency expenses or if they were to lose their job. And there is a general sense and consensus right now that there is less government support out there right now for us, and there are higher costs of the very important services we want for ourselves and our loved ones, like health care and education. The good news is we have more choices now in terms of how we pay for things, what we choose to pay for and what we don't choose to pay for. The bad news is with that freedom of choice also comes more freedom to fail.
Yeah, and more individuals are taking more responsibility to make informed choices?
Well, that's what I hope happens. And usually that's not because they want to, it's because they have to. There are very few places to get information on financial topics that people can rely on, whether it's savings or investing or borrowing or spending. And there's a lot of advice out there, but much of it is biased by advertising and by commissions to salespeople and by profits. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said that for every dollar that we spend on financial education purposes, there are $27 being spent on marketing financial services. And so we like to align this show and what we try to do with libraries, with Consumer Reports, which is an organization I love. It's a nonprofit that provides financial and spending information, and public radio. I really like the fact that people can technically tune into the radio all day, every day for free and get information, entertainment. They can get conversations from people. And so we like aligning this show along with those goals and hopefully providing information that people can rely on in their times of need.
Well, let me also tell listeners that this is the 10-year anniversary of On Your Money. Kevin McKinley started the show regionally in Eau Claire, with just being heard in western Wisconsin. And then we realized he kind of knew what he was talking about. and that listeners are saying what a great way he had in explaining some very complicated information and helping people make these personal finance decisions. So we brought the show statewide. It was on the weekends for some time. And then I wish I had the date memorized, but I don't, Kevin. It was a few years ago that we said, hey, let's put Kevin on with Joy during the week in this prime time spot, because so many people really valued the information. We could tell that that there was a real need for the information. People really enjoyed the program, and so here we are, and we have pledge drives like this where we have huge goals to reach because of past success. And we have a huge goal to reach this hour of 420 pledges. But we are on our way. 41 so far, and that's great. But you can help us reach this goal by making your pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge of whatever fits into your budget, and we will send you 60 ways to save $50, our special thank you gift during this hour. We should point out, Kevin, we don't pay you for writing these mini money booklets. We don't pay you to appear on the program. So what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
Well, much in the way that people can still listen without pledging, but many still choose to pledge and support Wisconsin Public Radio. This is my way of giving back and hopefully providing information that people can use. I'm a fiduciary as a financial advisor. I definitely have my biases, but my biases are generally born on 25 years of experience of doing this as a grown-up. And I'm not soliciting new clients. I don't get paid by Wisconsin Public Radio to do the show. I don't get paid by Wisconsin Public Radio to do to put together the premium gifts or anything like that. I do this because I hope to provide some information that people can use and hopefully raise some money for an organization, which I think is just, I've known this organization now very well for the last decade. And let me tell you, people, they're just as nice, as not nicer than they appear to be, and they are very committed to their mission in helping people over the airwaves and now online, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. Every Tuesday, I still can't believe that they let me keep showing up, so as long as they let me, I'll still be here.
We are happy to have Kevin McKinley with us every week at this time, or just about every week at this time. We do let him have a day off once in a while. He is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is a year-end mini-drive. We will be finished with this drive at 12:30 this afternoon, so the goals for each hour are even higher than usual, because we're trying to raise almost an entire pledge drive in a half day during this year-end mini drive. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help support Wisconsin Public Radio. Help tell us that this is the type of program that you really enjoy, that you're a regular listener to On Your Money. And tell us that you'd like the 60 ways to save $50 with your pledge of any amount. We have some callers, so let's go to Joe in Harpers Ferry, Iowa first. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Say, my wife and I are moving to Florida, and she's already down there. She has a job, or she started a new job, and she's taken up residency. I'm still in Iowa. I work in Wisconsin. How are we going to end up filing this year? We've always filed jointly. Are we going to need to file separately? She worked in Iowa for half the year, and so on. How would that work out, please? Oh, I'm sorry, the praise. You know, I almost forgot. You know, Kevin, if they made you chairman of the Fed, you could probably get the country back in the black by Christmas.
Aw. Kevin, what do you say to that?
Well, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear Joe's call. What was the question?
Oh, you're serious. You weren't able to hear that? Do we have a technical difficulty?
I believe so.
All right. Well, I will. We'll fix the technical difficulty. He just said that if you were chairman of the Fed, that you would have the country in the black by Christmas time. So that was his. That was his false praise. And I'm really looking around on my board, and I don't see anything that would cause you to not hear our callers.
Then I'll just take your word for it, Joe. That's very kind of you, but I couldn't take the pay cut.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I guess what he wanted to know is that his wife is currently in Florida. He's here in Iowa. I'm wondering, filing taxes separately or together.
Yeah, they can file them separately. This is a very tricky situation because a lot of times, and I'm sure Joe is not doing this because he sounds like a very astute listener, but sometimes people do this. They do marry filing separately and they file in separate states so that they can avoid different taxes. And the government already knows what's going on for that. And I'm sure Joe's not trying to do it. He just wants to meet it. It really is about being a resident and where you actually establish residency. And establishing residency isn't, squatting. You have to actually call yourself a resident. Then you have to fulfill requirements, which typically involves living there for more than, 180 whatever days out of the year to do it for. So in this situation, because it can cause so many problems that Joe does not want, he should definitely get a CPA to handle it. And hopefully he has one. And there are more and more CPAs who do this, who deal with snowbirds, where they say, well, we have property in Wisconsin or Minnesota or Iowa, but we live in Florida or Arizona half of the year, so there we have to file separate taxes in some cases. But it's whichever state they technically have established residency.
Thanks, Joe, for the call. And we have resolved that issue, Kevin. There's a thing called a button on by the thingamajig that needed to be pushed.
Got it. I'm learning more about radio every day.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. This is On Your Money. This is a year-end mini pledge drive edition of On Your Money. We have information and advice on the benefits of giving. We have some retirement advice, how to know if you're on track for your retirement goals. And we have reasons why you should give to Wisconsin Public Radio, including Kevin's mini money booklet, 60 Ways to Save $50, which is yours with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge, and we'll be happy to send you this hour's thank you gift. And your pledge will continue to help pay for the programming, the service that you value. 62 pledges so far, Kevin. So halfway there, and I think usually the second half hour is even busier. So I think we have a chance at making this 420 pledge goal.
Thank you very much. And people, just so you know, we're doing this because we want to. But if we do not reach the goal, Joy and I have to shovel outside the Wisconsin Public Radio studios until the next pledge drive. So please, in the interest of our backs and our arms and our shoulders, if you care for us, please just donate something, anything, $1, $5, $10, whatever you have. Take the time. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And as a thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money, we'd be happy to send you our 60 Ways to Save at Least $50 On Your Money Mini Money Booklet.
Yeah, thanks to Joel from Madison, who says, I was inspired by your mini drive. Less is more. That's right, Joel. We won't be doing this again, at least not this year. This is another opportunity before the calendar year ends for you to make that contribution. Maybe you've been putting it off. Maybe you'd like to up it a little bit. That would be fine, too. And Barbara from West Dallas says, though I have a very tight budget, I find myself tuning into Wisconsin Public Radio more and more, and I keep the TV off. I feel more satisfied by the programming, and I feel more productive. Wisconsin Public Radio is a big part of my day, and I am grateful that you are here. Barbara, thank you so much. Won't you join Barbara and Joel and many other listeners in supporting a service you value? WPR.org. You can pledge securely online or call 888 888- 202-2552 and make that pledge of any amount, whatever fits into your budget. Maybe it is a $10 pledge. Maybe it's a 10. Maybe it's a 1,000. We could pledges of 1,000 even. You decide what works for you. And whatever that pledge is, we will send you Kevin's mini money booklet, 60 Ways to Save $50. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, Kevin, as a favor to our listeners, let's go over one of the most requested topics. How do we figure out if we're on track to meet our financial goals?
Sure. And these are some general rules of thumb, which have been time-tested by the hundreds and getting up on thousands of individuals whom I've met and had the pleasure of working with. And we help you not only figure out if you're saving enough for retirement, but also what you can spend in retirement. And those numbers can help you tell you what you may be able to give to a well-deserving organization like Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah. For example, let's start with those who are trying to save for retirement. What do we need to do to save for retirement?
When people contact me in my private practice and have said, hey, I want you to analyze my finances, the first thing that I look at, Joy, is not how much they make or how much money they have or where it's invested. I look at what they spend every single month, and that is the key determining factor as to a person's chances at financial security and independence. So the first step is to start knowing where it's going. Write down what you spend every single month. Track it each week, each month, each year. Compare it to past weeks, months, and years. That will help you not only figure out how much you need to save for retirement, but also what you may be able to cut and help you monitor your progress both in your spending and your saving and give you the information you need with the next step.
And what is that next step?
The next step is to compare your spending with your savings. And based on your age, that tells you how well you're doing in terms of savings for retirement. And what we like to see is if you're in your 30s, we like you to have saved at least 25 times that monthly expenditure amount. In your 40s, we'd like to see it 50 times. In your 50s, we'd like to see it 100 times your monthly expenses. And in your 60s, ideally, we'd like to see you have 200 times your net monthly expenses. 200 times your net monthly expenses. And net means after subtracting Social Security and any pension payments that you have coming in. And so if you are spending, say, $5,000 a month and you're getting $2,000 from Social Security and pension every month, you need 200 times the net amount, which is $3,000. So you'd need about $600,000 to be able to say that I can now retire comfortably. And finally, if you say, how much do I need to just make this money last forever? You need about 300 times the net monthly expenditures.
And then you actually work backwards for spending in retirement?
That's right. From the ages of about 65 to 75, you can spend about 1/200th per month of your savings. That's 0.5%. From 75 to 85, 1/100th per month. That's about 1%. From 85 to 95, about 1/50th per month. That's about 2%. And again, if you want the money to last forever, spend about 1/300th of whatever you have every single month. That's about 1/3% of your total liquid assets.
All right. We have Brenda emailing us. She says, my husband is nearing retirement. Should he contribute more to his 403B? And generally speaking, when retired, what should you draw from first, a 401k or the Roth IRA?
Hmm. Well, generally, yes, he should be contributing more to retirement, if only for the tax breaks, not for any perceived hopeful growth in the investments, because chances are most people in their years leading up to retirement are in a higher tax bracket than they are when they actually retire. So by contributing more money to a pre-tax retirement plan like a 403B or a 401K, he can cut his income taxes now, and then in part because he'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement due to the ability to manipulate his income for tax strategies. Social Security is technically not taxable, and even at the worst case scenario, only a good portion of it is taxed. He'll probably be able to pull it right back out again at a lower tax bracket. And one of the ways that he can do that is when he's drawing from retirement, he should draw from that 403B or IRAs, et cetera, only until they get to the 15% federal income tax bracket. And both the regular listeners to the show know that that's on line 43 of your tax form. And for 2013, for married couples filing jointly, it's $72,500 on line 43. That's typically about $90,000 of gross income, especially in retirement, with Social Security. So once you get that point, if you still need money above and beyond that in retirement, then you should either pull it from savings or from the Roth IRAs.
And we have 85 pledges right now toward a 420 pledge goal. So we have 335 to go. But you know what? It doesn't take very long to make that pledge. You just go to WPR.org and click a few things or call 888-202-2552 and tell the nice person that you want to pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio and that you want to help pay for the programs that you listen to, like On Your Money, and that you would like the 60 Ways to Save $50 thank you gift that is yours for your pledge of any amount during this year-end mini pledge drive edition of On Your Money. So do help us out and help yourself out by paying for a service that you value. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Every single pledge makes a difference. And Kevin, if people pay a pledge right now, it is, in most cases, if you itemize tax deductible for this.
Absolutely. It can absolutely be tax deductible. We'll be talking about more ways that you can help during the year with larger dollar amounts and gifts of securities and benefit yourself tax-wise. But yes, if you itemize, the donation can be tax deductible for you. So for many people who do itemize, they're in the higher tax bracket. So giving, say, $100 really only costs you, say, $75, because donating $100 and deducting it may save you about $25 in income taxes. So it's a very good situation for people to say, I want that money to go directly to the organization rather than having it go to the government and hoping it eventually gets to the organization. Enjoy. At this time of the year, a lot of people are spending time with family during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the end of the year holidays. And I've heard lots of stories of people donating money to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, getting the 60 ways to save at least $50, and then passing it on to someone in the family, usually, you know, a young adult who's struggling, maybe doesn't have the income or the resources, and just to try to get them to develop some habits so they're cutting their expenses and providing themselves with more financial security. And they just pass it along and say, hey, a lot of these things we're already doing, or we're not in the situation you're in, but this could be really valuable to you at this point in your life. So donate $10, $20, $30, $50, $100, whatever dollar amount you can afford. Get the 60 ways to save at least $50, and then pass a copy along to someone who maybe isn't in as great a shape as you are as well. You're free to do that. Go right ahead. But you do have to donate now at 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org.
And what a fine holiday gift this would make, wouldn't it, Kevin? You make that pledge. It's a gift to yourself. Choose to give it as a gift if you'd like. Make your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount during On Your Money during this mini pledge drive, and we will send you, if you'd like it, the 60 Ways to Save $50, the mini money booklet that financial planner Kevin McKinley put together just for you. And we welcome your questions for Kevin, too. You know, I gave the number out to be on air a little while ago, Kevin, and we got full lines, but everybody wanted to make a pledge.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was very nice. Now, here, if you have a question for Kevin, I'm going to give you a different number. This is the number to call if you want to go on air and ask Kevin a question, or as I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to tell us why you like to listen to On Your Money, why you have donated to On Your Money, or at least during this hour, let us know, and we can encourage others perhaps to also make that contribution. So here's the call-in number, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can also email a question or a compliment or whatever you'd like to onyourmoney@wpr.org. onyourmoney@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. Kevin is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC, and for 10 years now, Kevin has been providing information and advice on your money and answering your personal finance questions and coming on Wisconsin Public Radio on a weekly basis to help you make sense of your personal finances. So it's a great way to say thanks, too, with a pledge of support. So, Kevin, as the calls are rolling in, let's talk a little bit about how we can figure out if we're on track to meet our financial goals. How does that figure into deciding how much people can give?
That's a very important part of it because what happens is we want to give, but we never know if we're going to give something that we may need later on. And it's very difficult to do that. So if you're on track, as we mentioned, or better yet, ahead of your goals, it's still up to you, of course. I don't believe in telling people, you know, you shouldn't be forced to give something. You should give what you want, when you want, and how much and how. But as a rule of thumb, generally, maybe think about giving, say, 1% of your income and or 1% of your assets. And I found a lot of people who can – 1% doesn't sound like very much. And so when you say, well, yeah, 1% I can afford, that gives you a baseline to say, well, this is a dollar amount that I can kind of set aside if I am on my goals and I don't have any more pressing needs. 1% of income and or 1% of your assets.
All right. So how do those levels compare to others?
According to the Chronicle of Philanthropy, nationwide, people give 4.7% of their discretionary income. That's about $2,500 per year. Wisconsin is a little bit below that amount. It's 3.4% of discretionary income, or about $1,750 per year. We rank, in terms of dollars given in this study, we rank up right in the middle at 26th with about $2 billion given, but we're near the bottom when it comes to percentage of discretionary income given away. However, take heart, Wisconsin people are probably more generous than these figures reveal.
Yeah, I was going to say that Wisconsin Public Radio listeners, I'm sure, are giving
much more
than
generous than that.
Yeah. So why do you think, though, that we're more generous than this measurement reveals?
Well, first of all, these are from 2008 figures. And second of all, they do include religious giving as part of the nonprofits. And so Utah ranked first because there's a high degree of Mormons there who tithe a large percentage of their income. Also, the Bible Belt states did much better in terms of income. And then also in the southern states, we have to remember, we've already had a couple calls on this today, and many people who were Wisconsin residents at one time and had both the means and the will to move someplace warmer. I can't believe on a day like today why they would possibly want to live someplace warmer if they could.
Right.
But they've chosen to do that, and so that the wealthier people tend to move towards warmer climates. And finally, they only measured certain taxpayers, those who did actually itemize their gifts. And I'm sure there's plenty of people in Wisconsin who don't itemize and still give lots of money to different charities and organizations. As a matter of fact, the study only tracked about 60% of the money that was actually given in the United States that year.
Let me update everybody. We have 132 pledges so far toward that 420 pledge goal. So we are getting up there, but we could use your pledge, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge any amount, and we will send you Kevin's anniversary edition of 60 Ways to Save $50. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And now we have lots of callers, and Pam in Cascade is with us next. Hello, Pam.
Well, hello there.
Hi, go ahead with your question, Pam.
Well, so I want to start with telling Kevin that I do indeed have false praise for him. It's like I try to be on the road and listening every Tuesday morning. My question is that I have a little over 325,000 miles on my car, and I've decided that I probably need to consider getting a new one. So the question is, should I take out a loan at 0% interest to pay for that car, or should I pay for it outright, but that would mean that I wouldn't have very much left in my savings?
I would, well, first of all, I'd highly implore you to get a new car. You've really pushed the limits. No one could condemn you, Pam, for deciding to get a new one with that kind of mileage on the car. Second of all, I believe it's a better time to do it when you can do it rather than when you have to do it. A lot of times people who drive cars until they drop find themselves in the dilemma of a car that's sitting in the shop that needs $2,000 of repairs to bring it back to being worth $1,000. And they have to then shop for a new car kind of under the gun. They have to get one to get to work. So I'd much rather have you look for one now rather than later. And I would much rather have you take out a loan for it rather than exhausting your savings, because you can always pay that loan off if you get a bigger increase in your savings. But it's very difficult to go back in and borrow against the value of the car if you need money in the future, because by definition, you needing money means it's going to be tough for you to get a loan. And the terms aren't going to be nearly as good. And you've already proven that you can drive cars for a very long time, so you can justify getting a loan for the car, even if it isn't the 0% interest rate. I like that bonus, and I like it if you can't get any actual cash back on the car in lieu of the 0% interest rate. But even if you have to go to a traditional credit union or bank to get a loan for it, and it's in the 5 to 6% range, I'd still rather have you get it now rather than later, and get a car that you like, because you're going to be obviously driving it for a very long time.
Thank you very much, Pam, for the call, and good luck shopping for the car. You know, I heard somewhere, Kevin, that if you do the 0% interest loan that you get through a dealership, that you might pay top dollar for the car, whereas you might get a better deal on the car if you got your loan elsewhere. Do you know if there's any truth to that?
Sometimes that's true. Other times it's not. You can ask the dealer and say the good way to do that is negotiate the price first and then say, okay, now I want that 0% financing on top of it. And then and sometimes they'll say, well, you know, you can't get it at that price with the 0% financing because it does cost the manufacturer money. Other times they say, look, the price is the same whether you pay cash or get 0% financing. And if that's the case, you're obviously better off going with the 0% financing.
Let me remind listeners that we have just 11 minutes to go or so in this edition of On Your Money. And we still are looking for well over 200 pledges. So I am, after every question that is answered, I think I'm going to remind listeners that you can make your pledge of whatever, $25, $50, $100, whatever amount you want to give to Wisconsin Public Radio to fund the programming that you value. We will send you, for any pledge, any amount, Kevin, 60 Ways to Save $50, the mini money booklet that Kevin put together for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you will feel good, and you will have that gift coming your way in no time. Andy from Madison pledged. He says, thank you, Kevin, for your fantastic advice. So that's not false praise. I think that's genuine. So.
I'm going to definitely take it as genuine. And I like saying false praise because then people can say whatever they want. They don't have to couch it, or they don't have to do it. And better yet, we don't have to provide a counterpoint. We don't have to take negative comments as well, too. So my self-esteem can't handle that.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul in Madison. Hello, Paul.
Hi. I have genuine praise for Kevin. I'm a corporate trainer, and from one explainer to another, you are magnificent.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. I do have one question. I am almost 40. I contribute 5% to my 401k, which takes full advantage of the company match. And I also own about 12 units of rental property. And I'm sort of at a dilemma where I don't know where to invest future funds, if it should be to up my contributions either to the Roth or pre-taxable 401k, or if I should look at a Roth IRA, or if I should aggressively try to pay off the mortgages on my rental property.
I would do it in this order. I would do the 401k to get the match, which you're already doing, but then see what it takes to bring your taxable income down below the 15% federal income tax bracket. Which are you married or single, Paul?
Married.
Okay. Married couples filing jointly, again, are at $72,500 on line 43. That, if the dollar amount on line 43 is below that $72,500 figure, you're in the 15% bracket, so you're doing a pretty good job. Then what I would do is make Roth IRA contributions once you get down into that 15% bracket for both you and your wife, if you can. The limit is $5,500 for people under the age of 50 and $6,500 for people over that age. And then and only then, after you've made all those contributions, would I be paying down more on the properties. Because, yes, it's very nice to get those things, you know, generating as much free cash as possible against the debt payments. But one of the ways, owning this kind of real estate, as you already know, is a great way to get rich slowly. But one of the things that can cause a problem is if you have don't have the cash to meet the loan payments and you have to sell a property that in a hurry to cover it, that can cause the whole thing to start tumbling down. So having lots of money in the Roth IRA will protect you from that, because you can always pull the contributions to a Roth IRA back out at any time with no taxes or penalties to help cover you if you're in a month where you don't have as many renters as you need to cover your nut, as they say.
Paul, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck. We promised, as another thank you to listeners and those who pledge their support, that we would talk about some expenditures that you think are worth every penny. Which ones do you think are worth it, Kevin?
Well, one of them is, of course, to donating to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. But another one is one that buys you time and how you spend it. And especially if you're paying for something, for someone to perform a service for you that you either can't do or don't want to do. That might be cleaning, that might be lawn care, that might be snow removal or odd jobs around the house. Many of us, they'll feel guilty about paying for that, when in fact, if a person has agreed to do that for us at a price that we're comfortable with, we are doing that person a favor. We are giving that person money for something that they are willing to do. And this is especially a big deal when it comes to home improvement.
And what about home improvement? Are you for spending money on that?
Absolutely. And usually it's not a case of if you need to spend money on home improvement if you're a homeowner, but rather when. And doing things to your home, new kitchen, new bathroom, whatever, adds value to the home. Not 100% return on investment, but certainly, you know, somewhere from 25 to 70 cents of every dollar you spend on home improvement is reflected back in the increased value of the home. Plus, the longer you live in the house, the more enjoyment you get out of it, and the lower the cost is on per day of enjoyment that you get out of the home improvement.
And what other kinds of spending do you think can be beneficial?
Travel, and especially when it comes to time and money. Very few of us have both the time and the money to travel when we want to, and usually we have a narrow window in, you know, 50s to our 60s where we have both the time, the money, and the flexibility, but also the health that we need to enjoy the travel to the maximum extent, especially when it comes to like a special event, like you're going, some people I know have an adult child who's studying overseas and they want to go see the child, or there's a wedding someplace they really want to go to. You get the excitement of planning the trip, plus the afterglow of the enjoyment of the trip, and then you get to build up the excitement planning your next trip as well.
Well, I am happy to report that we have 180 pledges right now. We need 240 more to actually make the humongous goal of 420. You would be surprised how quickly we can make up for lost ground with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The goal is bigger because the drive is shorter, because this is a mini drive. We will be done at 12:30 this afternoon. So just a half a day to raise nearly a pledge drive's worth of pledges. So won't you help out and cast your vote for shorter pledge drives at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we will send you Kevin's 60 ways to save 50 bucks, won't we, Kevin?
Yes, we will. Thank you very much to those of you who have pledged already and who are about to pledge in the next few minutes. And if you don't quite get in by 9 o'clock, make sure you tell the person, the nice person on the phone, that you want to qualify during the On Your Money episode so that you can get your copy of 60 ways to save at least 50 bucks. Pledge now. whatever you pledge, you'll get a copy of the Mini Money Booklet, and hopefully there'll be something in there that will save you way more money than you actually pledged, providing a wonderful return on investment.
Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, this year has been a big year at Wisconsin Public Radio. We've launched a WPR.org, so it's a better resource. We've added new programs to the schedule. We've added more stations, so you get WPR signal coverage as you drive around the state. And On Your Money is celebrating its 10-year anniversary on Wisconsin Public Radio. So it's been a great year. Make it an even better year by supporting this service that you value by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we need 232 more pledges.
Oh, so close.
We can do it. We can do it. We're you can do it, because it only takes a few minutes to make that pledge. And this is our year-end mini drive, a short, exciting drive, which will end at 12:30 this afternoon. So we don't have much time to ask for your support of the programs that you count on. So go to WPR.org and make your donation, whatever it is. It could be $10 or it could be $10 a month. I'm a sustainer. It's a way that your donation can be automatically taken out of your bank account or from your credit card each month, and then you don't even have to think about it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, Lois and Jill from Madison say, we love Wisconsin Public Radio. We love the news. And we love the civilized, unique entertainment that keeps us
that
company all day long. There's lots of reasons to support Wisconsin Public Radio. I think we have time quickly for the website of the week, Kevin.
Yes, this is a very good one, very appropriate. It's legacy.wpr.org. This is Wisconsin Public Radio's plan giving website. You'll not only find estate planning information, but there's lots of news about your finances that reflect retirement and taxes. And then there are even interactive tools you can use, like planning your will. You can sign up for a couple free newsletters that send you lots of information about personal financial issues, legislation that may affect you. And there are ways that you can decide if it's right for you to make a plan gift to WPR. Legacy.wpr.org, and we'll have that website up at our website, onyourmoney.com, later on today.
Well, thank you if you've already supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you if you're thinking about it. I hope you will do it. It could be a first-time gift. It could be a renewal. It could be an upping of your current pledge, maybe your sustaining gift. Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have another minute to go to ask for your support. And Cheryl emails, I listen because Kevin, who is a rather stuffed shirt, is a good straight face for Joy's always very funny comments. I like Cheryl very
yes,
much.
Yes, I'm the straight man. Joy gets to riff her body sense of humor. Yes, it's nice the way this show works. It's a chemistry issue.
Although Kevin is such a serious guy. Oh,
yes,
she's
I
being
am.
Very, very,
mm-hmm.
very funny. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for your pledge. And Kevin, just less than a minute to go, if you have a minute appeal here.
Yes, please. People, this is one of the rare times that you can pledge money to Wisconsin Public Radio at any dollar amount and get a tangible reward. And it's not a keychain or a tote bag or a coffee mug. It's something that can actually reduce what you spend while still giving you the level of enjoyment in life that you hope and expect to have. But pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And I thank you very much.